Innovation Insights. Tune in and listen to inspiring stories of innovation. Discover new insights and challenge your thinking. Go on and change the world.
Ashish Thakkar had always had an eye for opportunity. When he was 14, his parents bought him his first computer. Later that night, when his father's friend visited their home for dinner, he asked Ashish about the cost of the computer. I told him the price, but added on another $100 on top. He asked me how many I had, and I told him I had two. Then he asked me to sell the other one to him, and I promised to deliver it to his home after school the next day. Of course, there was no second computer, and while his family was having dinner, Ashish rushed to his bedroom to repackage his computer, polishing it and deleting all the files and preparing it for delivery. The next day, he delivered the computer to the family friend and made a $100 profit before going on to purchase a new computer. Within days, he was able to sell the second computer also at a profit. I realized that I could keep on doing this, and I was hooked. He continued buying and selling computers to anyone who was interested and judiciously saved his earnings. During school break, he set up a small shop in Kampala, armed with a $6,000 loan from his father and his own savings. In the shop, he sold computer spare parts and floppy disks, which were a trend at that time. Business flourished so much that by the time the school holidays were over, he was able to convince his parents to allow him to continue with his business on a full-time basis. Ashish did not have sufficient capital to import his goods in large cargoes and shipments, and so he traveled to Dubai every weekend, filling up his suitcase with as many items as he could. He would then head back to Kampala, sell them all within a week, and return to Dubai to buy some more. During his trips, Ashish noticed that there were many other African businessmen who were traveling to Dubai to buy computer hardware. With his earnings from his computer sales business, Thakkar diversified into other ventures including packaging, property development, outsourcing, infrastructure, asset management, and agriculture, all leveraging on a simple business model. Developing partnerships with international companies that have technical expertise but lack the local knowledge to successfully operate in Africa. It's a model that has been incredibly successful. Some of the companies Mara has partnered with include Ison, an Indian offshoring company, and Pakistani glass manufacturer Ghani Group. In November last year, he partnered with Barclays Bank's former CEO to launch Atlas Mara, a cash shell that aims to take controlling stakes in financial institutions across Africa. The company has raised over $325 million in initial public offering at the London Stock Exchange and has so far acquired controlling stakes in two banks, ABC Holdings and the commercial banking subsidiary of the Rwanda Development Bank. Mara Group has operations in 19 African countries and 7,000 employees. Its revenues for 2013 were in excess of $120 million. But then, Ashish is not all about making money. He's also keen on giving back. Mara Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the conglomerate, focuses on supporting early-stage African entrepreneurs, as well as running the Mara Launch Uganda Fund, which provides venture capital to startups and growth-stage Ugandan companies. Ashish's passion for Africa is heartfelt. Sure enough, our continent has its unique challenges, but the opportunities are endless. We've got a billion people here. There's no other place I would rather do business than here in Africa.